Some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, visit carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. The title of today's show is Roles People Live, The Underachiever. During the show, I'll be looking at people whose lower ego power energy is leading them towards living in the role of the underachiever as they go about living their daily lives. A person who achieves less, often much less, than they are capable of achieving, given the talent they possess and the opportunities they have to achieve. A person who has difficulty believing in themselves and their ability to achieve, be it related to work or academics or career, even places like one's health and in relationships, they are having difficulty achieving and getting the most out of them. A person who often expects failure when success is staring them in the face. The underachiever often has difficulty accepting the successes which occur in their life and for which they are responsible, because they're incompatible with the lower or low expectations they have of themselves. They are often poor at recognizing their successes, while being good at finding their failures. One of the advantages of their underachievement is that it lowers the amount of responsibility they have to assume, as success often brings about greater challenges and with them, stress. A significant influence on the underachiever are often parents who sent them messages over time about not believing in themselves and to expect less rather than more out of themselves, a message, unfortunately, that many underachievers have taken to heart. The kind of powerful messages which, when sent over years, can lay the foundation of disempowerment that comes with lower ego power and is connected to their life achievement. There are plenty of people who live in the underachiever role because there is no shortage of the supply of lower ego power energy that serves to drive people who are living in this role. And the kinds of people or parents who send unhealthy messages to the underachiever in their childhood years. Today, I'm going to take you into the underachiever's mind by sharing with you what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing, and exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role. all in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy, both daily and mortal. During this show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the underachiever's lower ego power energy and their mind. The place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, values are formed. A place that can be called the ego mind or ego space, as I refer to it in my work, and lays the foundation for their personality. Difficulty recognizing their potential and using it to accomplish what they are capable of in life. It's their lower ego power energy that's impacting the achievement-related thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that the underachiever forms and uses in their daily life, which becomes their ego voice. Ego doesn't form the thoughts the underachiever is using, because it can't think, and it has no awareness of itself, or the energy that it is, or the person whose mind it's infiltrating. The person living in the role of underachiever forms the thoughts, while building on the ego energy at work in their mind. Ego just provides the fuel, the energy. When ego is impacting what's going on in the underachiever's mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own, but they often don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. Now, ego should be in the background of our life, and only present when needed if our survival is truly being threatened. So that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the underachiever need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice or is it our voice? We want to believe it's ours, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We all need to get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mine, which I'm speaking with in my life? A question that most people fail to get the answer to because they don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about. Helping you to get that answer and doing something about it if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role that you didn't realize you were living in, just as the underachiever is, which is happening for many, whether they're an authoritarian or an underachiever or a paranoid person or any of the roles I talk about in my programs on roles people live and in my book, The Two Voices Within. Another way of putting it, the authoritarian doesn't know they're being an authoritarian. The underachiever often doesn't know they're being an underachiever. And the paranoid person often doesn't know they're being a paranoid person because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and their life and living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find that out, so they can be speaking with their voice in their life and not ego's. Or they'll just spend their life surviving and never truly and fully living. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the underachiever needs to hear from it during the second segment of our program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the underachiever is unable to hear from spirit, due to being kept at a distance from spirit's voice by the ego energy at work and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the underachiever has a spiritual core that we all have due to being the love, life, and energy God is within ourselves, they are not spiritually well because they can't be spiritually well in their life due to what their ego energy is doing in it and to it. Their unhealthy, lower ego power energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds as they work with their talents and potential. Sadly, Spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know unless they heal their ego energy. Sadly, the ego energy of the underachiever is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life, while working with their talents and potential. Sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life. They never get better. Many underachievers never get better using their potential. They die never having really lived making use of their potential. They spend all their time surviving within their underachievement-related thoughts, beliefs, values, and attitudes. With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started looking deeply into the underachiever by first giving you a brief description of the role of the underachiever, a person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can kind of be on the same page as to the role and the kind of person I'm talking about. The underachiever achieves less than they are capable of achieving, often significantly underutilizing the talents they possess. This is the person who gets less rather than more out of their ability, and again, maybe a lot less. They can often perform at a mediocre or poor or below average level in areas like academics or athletics or work-related areas that we most commonly think of when we think of achievement. In the case of the underachiever, there's the sense that they weren't meant to achieve. They get this, they learn from dysfunctional people, oftentimes, often parents, that they weren't meant to achieve good things or great things. And they are often carrying forward dysfunctional messages involving disempowerment sent by dysfunctional adults. Again, parents, oftentimes, who said things like, "You'll never amount to anything." Think about that. That's a pretty powerful message for a young person, anybody under the age of 10, to hear from an adult, particularly a parent, that may suggest, "You'll never amount to anything." And you don't got to say it a lot of times for it to have a powerful effect on a person or a child. This difficulty the underachiever have is rooted in their absence of belief in themselves. The underachiever has learned not to believe in themselves, and they don't. Again, dysfunctional adults, often with their own issues, often ego-related, meaning issues regarding their power, flexibility, or vulnerability, have taught them, the underachiever, not to believe in themselves. And heavier doses of these destructive messages, particularly at a younger age, are very powerful. Imagine hearing a message when you're 4, 5, 6, or 7, and parents are kind of communicating a non-belief in you, not encouraging you, but often discouraging you. Many unhealthy parents do those kinds of things. Often abusive or emotionally neglectful parents do that. Sometimes parents may send unrealistically high messages about expectations and performances which the underachiever can't meet that lead to giving up on themselves. So a parent who may be saying you must do extremely well, whether it's in school or an athletic context or an artistic context, then perhaps the person doesn't do that well or as well as they're supposed to do. And once they, quote, fail, they end up giving up on themselves, and they can experience the parent as having given up on them. All of this setting the foundation for underachievement up the road in the child's life as they become an adolescent and adult. The underachiever has learned to expect failure and can rarely find it in whatever they're doing. So the underachiever is often good at finding failure, often taught to look for it, to expect it. The underachiever is often poor at finding successes in what they have done, tending to discount them or overlook them. Oftentimes, they haven't done as poorly as they thought they did. And this is some of the distorted perspective that often gets downloaded into the mind of the underachiever by the adults who have been destructive in sending messages about achievement. And a lot of times, they often done better than they thought they did when all things are considered, the whole context. But again, that's that distortion that's coming through the ego energy that has been in place regarding lower ego power. The underachiever often avoids success and are good at overlooking or dismissing the successes they do achieve, often turning victory into defeat. They are good at minimizing successes because they're incompatible with how they see themselves and what they expect of themselves. And they can often interpret successes as accidents or good luck rather than something they made happen. Again, that's some of the distortion coming through the ego energy. They have difficulty patting themselves on the back for having done a good job. And they are good at disempowering themselves through destructive criticism, sort of reinforcing through these disempowering messages sent to themselves about their inability to really achieve anything. And this often can allow them to avoid the responsibility that comes with success and achievement, as this responsibility would remove them from their comfort zone of helplessness and ineptitude. A comfort zone of helplessness and ineptitude, often coming with lower ego power energy. The underachiever has gotten comfortable with failure and perceived failure. Failure and perceived failure becomes familiar. It becomes consistent. It becomes predictable, which is something that our ego energy often wants. For many people, the underachiever, it's easier to live in a world where you know what's what. So knowing what's going to be happening, what's familiar, what's consistent, what's predictable. As I said, this kind of is in keeping with the nature of one's ego energy that stresses those kind of qualities. And having to be more responsible as a result of success collides with the underachiever's basic sense of disempowerment. So when you're experiencing disempowerment, success is weird, it's strange, it's odd, it's unfamiliar, it's not consistent, and that's why it often gets pushed away. I hope this provides you with some familiarity with people who are living in the role of the underachiever, and that you can use as a frame of reference as we go further in today's show. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the underachiever needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that's shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the underachiever. These are the kinds of thoughts rooted in lower ego power energy the underachiever is using to survive in their life and serve as the foundation for the thinking, feeling, and behaving they make use of as they go about their daily life, and in particular, in situations that involve using their abilities and talents in an effort to achieve. These are the kinds of thoughts they must come to hear, recognize, and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. Ego's voice says you have learned many things about your talents and not to use them. You remain safest when you keep at a distance from your skills while embracing the talents of others. Thus, you have learned to admire and encourage others in their efforts to use their talents while remaining distant from your own. You know that others were meant to accomplish more, while you accomplish less. Here the underachiever is teaching themselves with the help of their lower ego power energy to keep their distance from their talents and abilities. To, in a way, treat them as if they don't exist, and be they intellectual ability or athletic ability or artistic ability, or any other form of ability and talent that we have, to think of them as non-existent, that they can ensure their safety by not taking chances or risking failure in trying to use their talents. Stay away from using one's abilities because that risks failure. And that they are to spend more time supporting and encouraging others while remaining on the sidelines. That the best game plan in some ways is to live through the successes and to achievements of others when one is dealing with achievement than working with one's own abilities and dealing with one's efforts to achieve. And to see others as more worthy and capable of achievement and accomplishment than they are. And this is where the lower ego power energy is filtering into the mind of that underachiever, and they are forming these kinds of thoughts about inequality and unworthiness and separation. In some ways, beginning to establish a sense of there being a quote, second-class citizen who wasn't meant to achieve what others are achieving. Ego's voice says, give up on yourself and thrive on the neglect of your talent. The abandonment of your talents is your oxygen. and will ensure your daily survival. Your thoughts, words, and deeds reflect many things that you have learned about your talents. Most importantly, you are not capable of having talents that are significant, because they belong to you. They cannot be of great significance. The talents of others are more significant because they belong to them. Here, the underachiever is teaching themselves with the aid of their lower ego power energy to not believe in themselves or their ability to accomplish things. So the lower ego power energy is filtering into the mind, and the underachiever forms the thoughts. Sometimes they're echoes of what other people, like dysfunctional parents and adults, have said. Don't believe in yourself or your capacity to accomplish things. Stop that. That believing in yourself is a dangerous thing because it will lead to failure. Danger and failure become connected together. And many people, even those that are not underachievers, have this big issue about failure and concerns about failure. That the failure is to be expected if the underachiever attempts to achieve and succeed. So there's an immediate association that one will encounter failure or less success rather than more by attempting to achieve, by attempting to succeed. To treat that as sort of like foreign territory that you don't belong in because you have less to work with than others do. That failure must be avoided so that they will not feel further weakened. So the disempowerment being experienced by the lower, by the underachiever, can only be made worse by making an effort to be successful, to achieve. And that the underachiever doesn't really have abilities worth working and achieving with. Something that may be an echo of the past by other dysfunctional parenting figures who told and taught, don't expect more of yourself, expect less of yourself. Ego's voice says, you've also learned that you cannot accomplish what you may seek to accomplish. To attempt achievement risks failure, posing a threat to your safety and daily survival, while removing the comfort you have come to know. You must pay close attention to your failures and ignore or question any of your successes. Your failures best reflect your talents. Here, the underachiever is teaching themselves with the help of their lower ego power energy to forget about forming expectations involving achievement and success. That's a bad idea to get caught up with. And I know this, again, it sounds unusual, and again, it sort of reflects the abnormal normal thinking, that's non-reality-based thinking, that we should be able to form expectations involving achievement and success, and that not doing so is part of the abnormal normal of the person with lower ego power energy who is living in the role of the underachiever. That to use any of your previous failures to attempt and lower your expectations. So stay connected to those failures, stay connected to that have happened, to lower your expectations so that you can expect less rather than more out of yourself and what's going to happen. To remember that attempting achievement comes with the cost of failure, the loss of safety and protection that this brings. So being in contact with failure and never forgetting it is a good thing because it provides a prevention of future failure. And that means safety in the mind, in the ego energy, in the role of the underachiever by not trying and risking further failure. That the underachiever is to stay tightly connected to their failures, again, to avoid additional failures. And to also ignore any of your successes because they will ultimately lead you to failure. So treat success with skepticism, question it, don't take it seriously, because if you do, you're setting yourself up for eventual failure. And that may include additional responsibility and the stress that will bring. You know, as I'm talking about this emphasis on failure, it's such an important area because so much of what happens in our lives has something to do with how well we can work with failure. And many people do a good job. They learn from it. They grow from it. They change in positive ways, but not everybody. And particularly people who are living in the role of the underachiever, those who are being influenced by lower ego power energy, they're actually becoming involved in an unhealthy relationship with failure in which they just accept it as inevitable and as a means to avoiding further difficulty. Ego's voice says your successes are cruel tricks that will lead you into danger if you take them seriously. The dangers that come with success. You are safest in your fear of success and failure, so you must remain in the comfort of your failure to try. You must also listen to others who better know your talents, what you can accomplish, and what is worthy of accomplishment. Particularly those who know your weaknesses better than you do. Trust those who will keep you from failure and success. They are the ones who will ensure your safety and survival. Here, the underachiever is teaching themselves with the help of their lower ego power to mistrust any of their successes and achievements. The failure to try is the best game plan to follow in order to remain safe and protected. Again, ego energy is about protecting us, even when the protection isn't something we really need. But when that energy becomes imbalanced, it leads us into some odd or unusual or crazy ways of trying to, quote, survive and to be safe and to be protected. And in the context of today's focus, we're looking at things like using our talents and our abilities and how we're gaining distance from them in some way, the abnormal normal of being safe and the ego stupidity that's there. That the underachiever is also to listen to those who expect less of the underachiever because they can also serve to protect them from failure. So listening to often people who are dysfunctional, particularly parent figures or adults who maybe have a hidden agenda that we're not aware of that is actually attempting to lead us away from success for whatever ego-related issues they often have, whether they're power-related or flexibility-related or vulnerability-related. Things we don't realize, things that a younger person often doesn't realize that are going on in that other person that has them missing where they're really coming from. That the underachiever is to ignore those who may encourage and support the underachiever because they will lead them along the path of inevitable failure. So there's a kind of resistance, a skepticism to taking seriously what those people may say to us because in our mind what's floating in there is that we're going to fail and they're setting us up for that. Ego's voice says, you have also learned that others were meant to accomplish more than you are. They are the ones who are worthy of achievement. You must live through their accomplishments. This is where you can remain safest. Do not challenge or compete with them. Such efforts would intrude upon their right to accomplish with their greater talent and constitute a betrayal of your neighbor. In doing so, you would also betray yourself by failing to keep yourself safe and ensure your daily survival, meaning the survival of not failing. Here, the underachiever is teaching themselves with the assistance of their lower ego power energy to look upon others as more capable of achieving great things than they are. To look upon them as being able to do more, being more successful, and to look upon themselves as more of a supporter, and to experience achievement through the achievement of others. Sort of a safe way to experience achievement by enjoying and supporting others' achievement and avoiding one's own efforts to be successful. To let them take the risks of failure while they can remain safe. The underachiever remains safe. And not to get in their way or to become an obstacle to them. So the underachiever is supposed to stand in the background, remain in the background, and allow the other persons to be successful and to certainly not get in their way. And to not fall prey to the illusion that they too could achieve, which would only endanger them with failure. Again, not to believe in oneself, not to celebrate one's potential, to make use of it, but to remain in the mindset of letting others achieve and let me just watch and enjoy their successes and let them in some vicarious way become my own. That is safer than actually me hitting the playing field of life. We've reached the end of our focus on ego's voice. I hope this has given you greater insight as to the impact of lower ego power energy within the mind of the underachiever. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the underachiever is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I'll be looking at what the voice of spirit is saying to the underachiever that they are unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their lower ego power energy and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within ego's voice that I shared with you earlier. Along with coming to recognize ego's voice using ego medicine, The underachiever will need to hear the voice of Spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we'll take a look at Spirit's voice. Spirit's voice says your disempowerment has led to abandonment of your earthly gifts and blindness to your divine gifts. You do not know that which you truly are and have been truly given. The source of your empowerment and achievement is being the love, life, and energy God is. Each of your earthly and divine gifts are to be used within this empowerment. Each of these gifts are to be used to enter the kingdom of heaven. Here, Spirit is saying that the absent sense of their empowerment has stopped the underachiever from using their talents, not the absence of them. That the underachiever has so much with which to succeed and to achieve as they are meant to do. That the underachiever was created in order to live and use their talents, not survive by neglecting them. That the human gifts and the divine gifts are meant to be used in order to experience the great life, which involves being the love, life, and energy God is here on earth. Spirit's voice says, your earthly accomplishments and those of your neighbor are only reflections of the earthly and divine gifts you have been given and your willingness to use them. They have no permanent meaning beyond this reflection. Separation, unworthiness, and inequality cannot be attached to these accomplishments, as they are meaningless within the kingdom of heaven. Here, Spirit is saying, don't get caught up in achievements and accomplishments and look at them as a source of validation, worthiness, or importance for themselves or others. That the underachiever is to look at their achievements as having been willing to use that which they were given, that they were used, these gifts, that they were worked with, and that they honored them within their usage. So the outcomes are less important from the standpoint of signifying how great one is, or how good one is, or how worthy or important, or some other faulty validation, but are more to be seen one's achievement in how well we worked with what we worked with, how willing we were to work with the gifts that we were given, how we were able to honor them by being able to use them even in the face of potential failure. And that we aren't to make the mistake of drawing conclusions about one's worthiness or equality based upon their successes or others. Again, the whole idea that a lot of times people use achievement as a measuring stick to how worthy they are, how equal they are, how great they are, and that's really not the purpose of our achievement as much as it is about using the talents that we were given. And that the underachiever is to focus more on the journey of achievement and less on the outcomes of achievement. I think that's probably something you've heard before, of how important the journey of one's efforts to succeed and to achieve is than the ultimate ending that may occur. That the process in which we engage and make use of our we take on challenges, that we risk failure, and we are willing to use our talents and perhaps work with others in the effort to achieve, that there is so much, much, much more going on there that is often going to be missed by somebody who is caught up in concerns about failure, as oftentimes is the case for people who are living in the role of the underachiever. Spirit's voice says, it is within your disempowerment that you have been led to illusions of separation, unworthiness, and inequality, with which you have made unnecessary comparisons between yourself and your neighbor. Each leads you to neglect your earthly gifts, blinds you to your divine gifts, and serves as an obstacle to the knowledge of your life's meaning and purpose. Your purpose is to provide service to yourself and all beings within the gifts you have been given. Within this service, you are now and always to be the love, life, and energy God is. This is your truth. Here, Spirit is saying that the underachiever is making the mistake of making comparisons between they and others built upon accomplishment or achievement, theirs and others. That these are comparisons that are often false ones, in which notions of separation, unworthiness, and inequality are formed by the underachiever. These are comparisons in which failure has become interpreted by the underachiever as reflective of separation, unworthiness, and inequality that they are. These are comparisons that have led to a misunderstanding in which achievement is truly about service to others and themselves, and that the underachiever is completely missing that the whole notion, experience, the process, the living within our achievement is about service that they can offer to them both themselves as well as others. Spirit's voice says, an illusion of separation has led you away from being the love, life, and energy God is within your earthly work. It has made you distant from all of the talents and gifts that you have been given to undertake this work, which is a reflection of your suffering. A suffering in which you are unable to achieve with all that has been given, and are unable to recognize the service you can offer within your life's purpose. Upon awakening to who you truly are, what God is, and the divine gifts that you've been given, this suffering will end and your life will begin. Here, Spirit is saying the underachiever has been separating themselves from all of the human and divine potential that is available to them. By looking down upon themselves and what they are capable of achieving, that the underachiever is engaging in the suffering of neglecting their talent. Think about that, a form of suffering that we may engage in if we're living in the role of the underachiever is to neglect our talent, the gifts that we've been given. That the underachiever is engaging in the suffering of failing to offer service to others as well as themselves by failing to use their talents. When I was thinking about this comment, it reminded me of the theorist Erik Erikson, who talked about 8 psychosocial crises that we have to deal with in our lives. For an example, in our adolescence, it's identity achievement versus identity confusion. Well, as we move further into our life, at the end of our life, the eighth crisis is referred to as integrity versus despair. Integrity is the establishment of an understanding or an awareness that life that one has lived was meaningful and with purpose, whereas despair is this notion that life was unfulfilled, in many respects empty, as a result of a failure to take advantage and make use of the opportunities that one was given. Spirit's voice says the illusion of unworthiness has distanced you from your destiny, a destiny in which you will accomplish great things with the earthly and divine gifts you have been given. There is no question of your worthiness, as within your being is the love, life, and energy God is. No one can serve as judge to your worthiness, even you. All are worthy in God's kingdom. You cannot be made unworthy with punishment, anger, or disappointment from others in regards to one's achievements. You cannot make yourself unworthy with fear or guilt involving your achievements. These are reflections of your earthly suffering, a suffering that will end as you awaken to your divine truth. Here, Spirit is saying that the underachiever is failing to realize that they, like all people, were meant to achieve great things. Unfortunately, questions of their worthiness have blocked them from their use of their talent and achievement. It's a meaningless question, because you were born and are worthy. Only our ego can make it seem as though it isn't so. Human mistreatment coming in the form of fear, guilt, punishment, anger, or disappointment doesn't make the underachiever unworthy. Spirit's voice says an illusion of inequality has led you to unnecessary comparisons between your earthly gifts and those of others, leading you to abandon your own. These comparisons have led you to avoid the path of success and failure you must walk in your earthly existence. No one can serve as your reference, as you must walk your own path. Others cannot walk yours, and you cannot walk theirs. Making these comparisons reflects your suffering, as all are equal and one within God's kingdom. The path to the kingdom of heaven is your own. Here, Spirit is saying that the underachiever is getting caught up in the unnecessary comparison between they and others due to their not seeing themselves as equal to others. That feeling unequal has led them to a paralysis in using their abilities to their utmost. That the underachiever is failing to realize that their path is unique and can't be measured against the path others are walking in their journey to achievement. The comparisons bring about the suffering of failing to use one's talents, something I referred to earlier. We can only follow our own path, in which comparisons to others are irrelevant. Your path is the only one that matters. We have reached the end of our focus on Spirit's voice for this show. I hope what I've shared with you will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and spirit that must be heard, so that they can truly speak with more of their voice in their life and not ego's, and get on with the business of truly and authentically living and not just surviving or existing. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. Please feel free to email me with comments for this or any of my shows at spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. But please do not leave any attachments, as I will be unable to open them for security reasons. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine, by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact, will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you, and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine, so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.